Portia Faces Life. Dare a woman marry a man she does not love to save him? Portia Blake seeks the answer in this revealing story of a woman's heart, brought to you by Post Brand Blake.
Oh, that situation was unbearable. The person Arlene was married.
Practically drag him out of bed? Or did they hop out at your first call, wide awake and ready to face the day with a smile? Well, it stops mid-beat as misses the off on the right foot. Of course, feeling fit is largely a matter of eating the proper kind of food at every meal. I mean appetizing, nourishing food that's good for you. So I suggest you begin each day with Post 40% bran flakes all around the breakfast table. These crisply toasted flakes of bran and wheat have a mellow, nut-like flavor your folks will really go for. And in addition, Post Bran Flakes provide three mighty important extra benefits that help millions of folks keep fit. First, Post Bran Flakes supply bran to help protect against sluggishness due to lack of bulk in the diet. Second, Post Bran Flakes provide important nourishment of wheat, phosphorus and iron, and vitamin G. And third, Post Bran Flakes give you a generous start on your daily vitamin B1 needs. So, Mother, get Post Bran Flakes today. Most grocers feature the large size package for only 15 cents, and that figure's just a penny a serving. So give Post Bran Flakes to your folks tomorrow morning and every morning. For remember, life is swell when you keep well. And now, Portia faces life. When Portia let Sam Holton think she loved him, Patsy Connolly was dying, and there wasn't time to weigh the consequences. Later, she began to realize how tightly she was bound by her deception. But when Holton left her to go to Connolly, he said he'd come back free at last to ask her to marry him. But Friday, Connolly refused to hand over the proof of the doctor's unsavory past, warned him that unless Holton stayed on the level with Portia, Connolly would send him back to that dreaded place on the Hudson. And now, as Post Bran Flakes begin our story, it is much later. Portia, still waiting in the hospital reception room, has been trying to concentrate on a magazine. Finally, she tosses it aside with...
There in the circle of his arms, she knew she'd found the happiness for which she'd searched so long. Knew that tomorrow they'd face a brave new world together. Of all the downright drivel. If only life could be as simple as the fiction writers make it. In the end, the right girl always falls in love with the right boy and they live happily ever after. I've never found it that easy. It's growing darker. That's a fire. Stan's been gone over 2 hours. He said he'd only be a little while. When I come back, what was that he said?
Nothing Conley can do to me now but set me free. Yes, really free. When I come back to you this time, I'll never have to be afraid again. I'll have the right to say the things I've wanted to say for so long. I'll have won the right to ask you if you'll marry me.
I'll have won the right to ask you if you'll marry me. And what can I tell him? What can I say? The truth? But do I dare? Do I dare say, look, Stan, I don't love you? If I said that...
That would be the end, and I'd be through. This way, no matter how careful or how drunk I am, I can't stop dreaming of what might have been. You see, with you, I could go back. With you, I could be what I used to be.
Oh, Stan, but I don't love you. I wish I could. It'd be so easy that way. If Walter would only let me go, would only let me forget, then maybe. But for months now, I've tried to forget it. It's no use. All my life, I've got to go on dreaming a dream that never can come true. I can't help but change that, Stan. You only love like that, them.
You couldn't have given me the right to hope unless you really meant it. Whatever happens to me from now on depends on you.
Whatever happens from now on depends on me.
I used to be a great surgeon. I can be again, but not alone.
To save him, must I live a lie the rest of my whole life? I can't make that much difference.
Because of you, Patsy Conley is going to live. I'm going to make her live. It's funny, knowing that you can hold life and death in your two hands. It's almost like being God.
But I do make that much difference. I've got to face that, whether I want to or not. But what can I say to him? What's best for him, for me? Well, I don't stop walking around in circles like this. I'll lose my mind. It's almost 5:30. Where can he be? Maybe something's happened. I'm going to ask one of the nurses. Oh, nurse.
Yes, Mrs. Blake, what is it?
Dr. Holden, I've been waiting for him for quite a while. I wondered...
Well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Blake. The doctor left the hospital about an hour ago.
Left the hospital?
Why, yes.
Alone? What I mean is, was Mr. Connolly with him?
No, Mr. Connolly left sometime before that.
Did he leave any message for me, Dr. Holden, or me?
Not that I know of, and I was at the desk when he went out. Why, is there anything the matter?
No. I just wondered. Thank you, ma'am.
It's quite all right, Mrs. Blake.
Oh, God. That's funny. Well, there's no use waiting any longer. He's not here. Oh. I feel like a condemned man whose sentence has been suddenly commuted. It was wrong and wicked of me to feel like this, but I can't help it. I know. Just putting it off for a little while, I know that. Sooner or later, I've got to face it. But even so, I'm...
Portia! Portia Blake!
Oh, Mrs. Dalrymple.
Come on, get in. I'll give you a lift home.
Oh, well, thank you.
Where do you live?
On Peach Street, in the middle of the block between Maple and Washington. It's on the left-hand side.
Peach Street, Albert? The left-hand side between Maple and Washington. And you can close that glass partition. What I say to Portia couldn't possibly interest becoming Swedish cook. She's Albert's latest flame, a walking newsreel. Oh, dear, but I'm having an afternoon with Anita.
Hmm.
The woman won't leave the hospital. She says she's never had such marvelous service. And are you listening to me?
What? Oh, I'm sorry. What did you say?
You're looking frightfully seedy this afternoon, my dear.
Yes, I feel seedy.
That's what you get staying like seriously. There's nothing to be gained by it, and it's only just a lot of ugly wrinkles.
Maybe you're right. I don't know.
You need a change, my dear. A little glitter would do you no end of good.
I'm afraid I don't glitter very well, Mrs. Dalrymple.
You're going to Thursday night, or I'll disown you.
Thursday night?
It's going to be the smartest party of the season. Parties I give always are.
Oh, yes, your party for Arlene Harrison.
A lovely girl and so much more excited. Now she's escaped from Reno. There's nothing like a divorce to give a woman glamour.
I don't think Arlene got her divorce for the sake of glamour, Mrs. Dalrymple.
Oh, that situation was unbearable. The person she was married to, did you know him? A Walter Manning, I think his name was.
Yes, I knew Walter Manning.
I wasn't here when it happened. I was in the Bahamas, or was it Bermuda? But anyway, the whole thing was utterly impossible.
Impossible?
The man was simply mad about someone else. There's nothing... No woman could possibly forgive that.
Mrs. Dalrymple, if you don't mind, it seems...
In the end, she ran out. He ran out on her, too. Took some stupid foreign correspondence, mind you.
No, he didn't run out on her. It was only that he didn't understand.
My dear. What on earth do you say?
Nothing, nothing.
But can you imagine such a thing? Chasing off to Russia or Greece or some place just as weird. I heard it was the poor girl. months to get in touch with him.
To get in touch with him?
I don't know what the details are. She wrote a letter or something. At any rate, it took 15 months to get an answer back.
And did she?
Did she what?
Get an answer back?
Imagine so.
Then she knows where he is. I mean, Arlene knows where this Walter Manning is.
It can't make any difference to her now. She's divorced the man.
But does she know where he is?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Well, you said she wrote to him. She got an answer back.
My dear, I only said that...
But she must know, then.
It seems to matter a great deal to you. Although why I should...
Oh, here we are. Almost home. It's the second house, the small one. You better tell Albert.
The small house, Albert? Stop there.
Oh, my other glove. Here it is. Well, thank you very much for bringing me home, Mrs. Dalrymple.
Just a moment.
What is it?
That's what I'm wondering. You're so white and trembling like a leaf. Did I say something?
Oh, no. No, no, of course not. Thanks again for the lift, and I'll see you Thursday.
There's something going on around here I don't know anything about, and it infuriates me. All right, Albert, drive on. Or do you think I want to sit out here all night?
As Portia hurries up the walk, she tries to tell herself that it's silly for her heart to act like this. She has no proof that Arlene knows where Walter is. It's risking tragedy to even dare to hope. And yet she cannot help it. But what of Stan Holton? Has she forgotten him? In a moment, we'll look into tomorrow's chapter. But now you know, Mother, there are two things to keep in mind about post-grand flakes. Whether baked into tender homemade muffins or served as breakfast cereal, they're downright good eating. These toasted flakes of bran and wheat have a mellow, nut-like flavor that's really marvelous. Tempting, appetizing, delicious. I'm sure your folks will go for it in a big way. And the second thing to remember about post-grand flakes is that eaten daily, they provide three mighty important extra benefits. Benefits to help you and your family keep fit. So put post-grand flakes on your weekend shopping list. They're economical, you know. Most grocers sell the regular size package for just a dime and the large size package for only 15 cents. Remember, life is well when you keep well. Tomorrow, well, what do you think when Portia says...
I don't know why I love him so. I only know I do. Maybe it's that grin of his, tilted at one corner. When he's angry, his eyes are blue as ice. And when he's not, oh, Miss Daisy, am I a fool to hope like this?
Don't miss the next tender, dramatic chapter in Portia Faces Life, brought to you by Post Brand Flakes. Your announcer is George Putnam. Come right in, friends. Hear the news about Post 10. Post 10's the newest idea in breakfast variety. One package, five favorite cereals. Post Toasties, cornflakes that stay crisper in milk or cream. Post 40% Bran Flakes, one of America's favorite Bran Flake cereals. Grape Nuts and Grape Nut Flakes, one delicious cereal in two delicious forms. And Huskies, toasted whole wheat flakes. Two individual boxes of each, 10 altogether. Make friends with Post 10s today.
This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.